Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it is Wednesday, and this is Sister Faye, or Evangelist Faye, either one you want to call me. Amen, amen. Today is Wednesday, 4/28/21. God bless you. Today I'm coming with a word, what has God promised? Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into this word, let your holy name be praised and let your word be embedded deep in the hearts of those that yearn for your love, your compassion, and your word and your understanding. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Oh, well, I got good news. Yeah. Shirley Willis is going home from the hospital, and Elder Ronnie has already been at home 2 or 3 days now, I believe. That what was told to me, and God do heal, and God do bring his people out of whatever it is that they are going through. Amen. Amen. What God has promised. Coming from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 20, NIV version. The Lord has kept the promise he made. I have succeeded David, my father, and now I sit on the throne of Israel. Just as the Lord promised, I have built the temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. Okay. If God makes a promise, he'll keep it. He's incapable of breaking a vow. So even though it seems he moved on or forgotten you, keep believing him for it. Flex that faith muscle and hold on to the promise. Write down things God shares with you, dating them. Journal every time you see another step toward him fulfilling those promises, whether it be something he pledged to you specifically or an assurance you read in his word. Trust God will come through for you. What he's been whispering into your heart lately? What door has God been opening or closing? What new excitement for your career has been stirring? Has God put a dream or a hope into your spirit? Something you're equally excited for and scared to death of? Do you have a new flash of creativity? Are you wanting to step out and try new things? Sister and brother in Christ, ask God if he is making a new promise. Ask him to show you the next step to take. Tell God you are ready and excited, and then bathe it in prayer. I am Evangelist Sister Faye, or Evangelist Faye, whichever you prefer to call me. That is my word for Wednesday. Lord, I know you will keep your promises. Thank you. Thank you for being faithful and trustworthy. Amen, amen. Have a blessed Wednesday. Continue to strive in the faith. Also, don't leave your brothers and sisters out that want to come to know God as you do. Keep the faith. Love one another. And tell someone you love them today. Amen. Until Friday, I have another word of encouragement. God bless you. And have a peaceful and safe Wednesday. I love you. God first love you too. Lord is my redeemer. God blesses me each and every day. When I see the light, what a marvelous feeling that God is with me always. I thank you, God bless you, and I'll see you Friday with another word of encouragement. God bless you.